This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. A promise from Republican governors to flood Chicago with buses of asylum seekers ahead of the Democratic National Convention so far hasn't materialized. It's been 8 months since a bus of migrants has arrived in Chicago, and 2 months since a bus has arrived in the Chicagoland area. Still, 5,000 people are without a permanent home and living in a city shelter. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to a peak when more than 14,600 migrants were in shelters and another 800 waited at police stations or airports. City officials are still watching and waiting to see whether more migrants will come in the coming week ahead of the DNC. At the Republican National Convention, Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed the buses to sanctuary cities would continue. The city is finalizing traffic and security plans for residents who live near the United Center ahead of the Democratic National Convention next week. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports during a community meeting, residents' questions focused on street parking restrictions. The city says stadium parking will be in effect and residents will need a special permit. Glenn Brooks is with the Chicago Police Department. He says the city's trying to plan in the face of the unknown.
The DNC is a cousin who comes every 4 to 5 years, stops at the Thanksgiving dinner, and then next thing you know, you are buying some Amway products. We really don't know what to expect the next time our cousin comes into town.
Parking restrictions are underway in the security perimeters around the United Center and McCormick Place. Interstate 55 will not be shut down to drivers, but commercial vehicles will be rerouted. A federal judge has ordered that most of the people incarcerated at Statesville Prison near Joliet be moved to another prison by the end of next month. Illinois correction officials had already announced plans to shut down the aging facility and build a new prison at the site in the next 3 to 5 years. U.S. District Judge Andrea Wood ruled Friday in favor of civil rights lawyers who argue the living conditions are too hazardous for the people who are housed there. Nearly 90 more workers at Western Illinois University will be losing their jobs in the latest round of layoffs. The cuts include faculty and staff at the school. The administration says no one is losing their job immediately. The university's Board of Trustees authorized layoffs during a special meeting last week. Interim Provost Mark Mossman explained the decision to cut tenured faculty members.
Because if we don't do anything, we will have cash flow issues next year. We have to fix the budget. We have to have the right size and the right shape of institution.
The latest round of layoffs comes after the administration let go of 35 non-tenured track faculty last month. The administration says it must reduce spending to ensure Western's financial sustainability. The union representing faculty says it will fight to save jobs and that past layoffs at WIU have made matters worse. 5 University of Chicago students have received diplomas that were withheld due to their involvement in pro-Palestinian encampments. The university dismissed disciplinary cases against the 5 students in recent weeks. One student tells the Sun-Times they're relieved the disciplinary process is done, but questioned why they were punished in the first place. School officials declined to elaborate and said the degrees can be conferred expeditiously now that the cases have been dismissed. A look at weather, partly sunny day, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy, a low around 66. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.